Hello and welcome everybody. This is Amanda Moxley and I want to welcome you to Healthy Wealthy Biz School week number 8, Infinity Week. So this is a super duper juicy module where we're talking about moving from sales to service and closing the deal. Now this is an essential skill if you want to make it in business. If you want to make it as an entrepreneur, you really have to master this skill. So my intention for this week is to really support you with some practical tools, tips, some strategies, both inner work and outer pieces so that you can rock your sales calls, otherwise known as service calls. And my other intention is to, give you and that you will receive my 9-step strategy session system to easily fill your coaching practice or other practice you might have, your business. Learn how to overcome common objections to closing the sale and to be the leader and the coach your clients are looking for. Learn 10 ways to get your next 10 free consultations, which then lead into clients, and discover how to soften the close so that your prospects say yes every time. Now, before we dive into this juicy content, we always want to review how last week went. Last week, we talked about videos and getting visible and being vulnerable and just JFDI, just effing doing it, getting your first video out there into our private, totally confidential sisterhood forum. And I am looking forward to reviewing those and checking in with you around that. This is really where the rubber hits the road. When you're actually putting yourself out there and you're confronting all your fears, all the insecurities, all that like WC stuff that might be getting in the way of the WC, the wounded child stuff getting in the way of the wealth consciousness. When you put yourself out there, you know, all of a sudden your little teenager inside of you, that little teenager, wounded teenager is starting to get a little, oh my gosh, you know, all this stuff comes up. It's kind of like a teenager because if you think about it, little children, they have no problem being in the spotlight and shining their light and just radiating joy and being beautiful and fun and courageous. And, you know, they don't have any real filters. They're just themselves. And so that's kind of where we're headed here is just like you getting really visible and returning somewhat to your childlike essence, to your natural you, that just joyful you, returning more to the purity and the innocence and the love of a child. And that is the videos, you know, but all, in the way the ego can get in the way, the wounded teenager can get in the way, the insecurities about body image or your voice or your hair or your this or your image or whatever it is can get in your way. So we busted through that last week by actually putting your video out. If you haven't done your video, I'm going to give you a loving encouragement to just do it. This is such a safe community of sisterhood where you will be loved, you'll be supported. And my suggestion last week was, might as well start doing videos now when you're more in the infancy of your business so that you can you could kind of work the kinks out now rather than later when you have a lot of big following. Another thing I said last week and I'll say again is that money cannot come to you if you're not visible. You have to be visible. And so visibility or videos are an excellent, excellent, excellent way to get visible. And money likes it needs to see you in order to come to you. This is a sort of a numbers game. This is a heart game, and this is a numbers game. So the more people that see you and know about you as you're building your brand and people are getting to know you, the more money that can flow to you. All right, and last week I wanted you to get your journal on and journal about your experiences leading up to and filming your video. Okay, so now let's talk about closing the deal here. Moving from sales to service. I want you all just to take a deep breath. Settle in. Set your intention for right now. Please turn off any distractions and be completely present. because what I share with you today truly, truly has the ability to transform your business. And my intention is for this to land in your heart and that you get a huge aha around this closing the deal and moving from sales to service. And I'm intending that my words be guided and that we have a beautiful connection and a clear line today and that we have an amazing connection. All right. So you're in business because you love what you do and you have a big, big heart that wants to help a lot of people. Oh, and of course, you want to create the lifestyle of your dreams. In the beginning, when you are building your business, your brand, your site, your message, your products, your programs, and getting your name out there, the best way to get to know your target market and to get referrals and testimonials is to offer free initial consultations. And actually, truthfully, no matter what stage of business you're in, initial consults or phone enrollment is the best way to make cash because you are creating a relationship with the prospective client. And you want to make sure that who you are enrolling into your program, you feel energetically matched with to them. Because your work is super intimate and deep, and you want to make sure that if you're going to spend 3 to 12 months with someone, you better like them and feel connected to them. So I'm going to grab your highlighter and highlight this. Ideally, you want to aim for 3 initial consults a week. It sounds like a lot, but it's a good goal to shoot for. You want to be talking with about 3 prospects a week. So let's talk about what is an initial consultation. It's generally a 1-hour complimentary call where you are discovering what your prospective client's pain is and seeing if the two of you are a good fit, and then offering them a solution to the problem, which is working with you. Working with you in terms of you supporting them with their transformation. It's healing that wound, overcoming that wound, overcoming that obstacle. These sessions have also been called, so other names you might have heard them, are discovery sessions, or strategy sessions, sample sessions, breakthrough sessions, get acquainted calls to see if I can help sessions, or health consultations or health histories. You can come up with the AGC name that matches your brand. The intention of these sessions is to see if you're a good fit. Bonus tip. This is very important. This is not a place to give away free coaching. This is not a coaching session. Everybody, you can feel when you're giving away something for free and it just feels out of alignment, you really got to watch yourself that you don't go into coaching. This is not coaching. This is like you're a doctor and your patient is coming in and they're telling you exactly all the places where their wounds are and how long they've had it and how sick they are. And then you give the prescription and the prescription is to work with you. That's a really good way of looking at this. So is the doctor going to come in, let's say you go into your doctor and you're describing all your pains and your wounds and your, how long you've had it. Is the doctor going to start prescribing and treating in that moment? No. The doctor needs to have the full analysis before he can treat. And he needs to, he has to have consent to treat as well. So don't go into coaching. Don't go into saving. So in these sessions, it's essential that you position yourself as the expert. So I like to pretend like I'm a physician and the patient is coming to me to show me their wounds and their pain and describe it. Your job is to ask a lot of great questions, to identify the pain, and then to identify where they want to go. Service is the mindset for these sessions. You're not here to get anything from them. You're not here to take from them. You don't just see a dollar sign when you get their phone number or when you're having a consult. You are here to serve and to identify their pain and see how you can help and if you can help. It's crucial to see yourself as the expert who can help them heal or transform and get the results they desire. So really the expert. So lean back when you're on these calls. Don't be leaning forward just, like you're hustling, trying to get something. Lean back. Really relax. Breathe into your belly. I mean, think of a physician. They're just like taking it in, right? They're just, or even a therapist. If you're going to a therapist, they're just leaning back, breathing into your belly. Be very present with them. Ask really great questions and get intimate with them by these questions and hold the space for them and be confident that you can help them. Really, there's so much to be said about someone holding space, just holding the space. So here's a cute little bonus tip. Before each individual consultation, I recommend getting really quiet and saying a little prayer or setting an intention. So you can, this is what I do. So generally, I think I'll just surround myself in white light, and I'll imagine that I think of my higher self, like 6 feet above me. I'll see my higher self, and then I'll visualize this client, this prospective client, and her and her body and who she is, and like this, just like, I guess, the pain body where she is now. And then I see her higher self. And I ask that my higher self can connect in with her higher self, their angels or their guides, and my angels, my guides, everyone, they're just like in this other realm is connecting. And that we can have a beautiful connection. And if it's a good connection, that she will have the courage to say yes, to step it forward into healing this, to overcoming this obstacle and transforming this particular part of her life. And then I just let it, you know, come back into my body and just come back into the moment and let it go. Okay? It's a really nice way. And then it's like the work is already done. And then you connect in. It's a beautiful connection. And, of course, we got to deal with, like, sort of the ego stuff. So, like, you know, the obstacles of just trying to figure all this out. So how to rock your strategy sessions, my tips. So let's go come back into your body. And we're going to get really focused here, rolling up the sleeves here. So how to rock a strategy session. Know your intention before you begin. What is your intention? And welcome them to the call. And when you welcome them, you could say, okay, I'm so happy we're connecting. You don't need to have a lot of small talk, just, okay, my intention today is, and then set your intention. My intention is to powerfully connect in with you, to hear about your dreams, to hear about your visions, to hear about where you are and what's going on with you, and then to see if we're a good fit, you know, to see if there's a way I could support you or help you. And say, you know, I say something like, I'm not attached, totally in service to the greater good, and let's get started. What's your intention for today? And then you could ask them, you know, how did you hear about you or your services or what made them want to call you? That's a great opener. Like, okay, well, what made you want to call? And then you definitely want to tell them that you have about an hour reserved for them and that you're going to ask them some questions. They can ask you questions, and then you'll see if you're a good fit. If you are, then you could talk about working together, and you're going to close the deal, okay? So here's how it goes. So here are some juicy strategy session questions. Step one is find out what they want. Breathe and chat them up. You know, you can use these questions as a guideline. The point here is to hear about their vision so that you can catch a vision of their vision. Knowing where they want to go, what their vision is so important for you because you must know where they want to go in order to see if you can actually help them get there. So you say, like, what is your big vision? What's your goal? You know, what is it that you truly desire? What's the reason behind your vision? You don't have to ask them all these questions. Just, you know, choose the one. What do you want and what do you want your body, you know, what is it that you want? What do you want your body to look like? What do you want your money to look like? What do you want your website to look like? What do you want your whatever, fill in the blank, to look like? And then why? And step two is find out what's not working for them. What are their obstacles? So it's like, here's the way I look at it is, if you can all imagine right now out on the horizon, and I want you to look with your client out on the horizon of like that setting sun, what is it that they want? And then you have that vision of what they want, and then you zoom back into this reality. And, like, the spotlight now comes down, and they're looking down. And they see there's, like, this huge gap. It's like a crevasse. it's a gaping gap between where they currently stand in this moment today and what their vision is. So that's what we're doing, is we're looking at this gap. We're looking at it. So what's keeping them from having what they want? This is such a juicy section. This is where you go into and tap into the wound and why they are stuck and not reaching their visions and goals. You know, what is going on now? So, you know, really just trust your gut and ask these questions. Like, what do you think is keeping you from your best body? What is blocking you from your goal? What is your obstacle? What is stopping you? And they'll tell you. They'll just tell you, like, absolutely. People will cry. They'll get really emotional. Like, they'll tell you why, what's going on. Just really breathe and allow yourself to be intimate with them as they're sharing. Now, step three is uncover why they want to work on it now. You know, what is the sense of urgency? Like, why do they want to do this? So you really want your prospect to be in total commitment and at least level 10 in their urgency and desire to heal this problem. If they're not a 10, your job is to get them to a 10. Most likely they will not hit leather or invest in working on themselves if they are not a 10. They have to be in a pain and at a pain point and discomfort and ready to transform and take the leap in order to invest in them, in themselves, invest their time, their energy, and their money in working on the problem. So you could say, like, what will happen if you don't lose that 30 pounds? Or if you whatever it is, I've just told you what their wound is, right? What will happen if you don't address this? You could also say, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how committed are you to healing this now and claiming your vision? You know, I've had people say, I will kill myself if I don't do this. Like, it's like a serious question. They know how much pain, like, what's going to happen in 3 to 6 months from now if this isn't addressed? So really take a looky-loo at this, because this is really, and then you get their, you get their commitment level here. This is very important. You get their commitment level. You would just pause and you say, well, what does this mean to you? And how does that feel to you? So for women are more about feelings and men are about thinking. So you could say, you know, how does that feel to you? If you don't address this, how does that feel? And then probably like cry and really touch the emotion again. And really when they're in this section, really be present and take very good notes while you're listening to them, so that you can refer back to these when they bring up their objections and say, I can't do it, okay? I can't do it, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, this is whatever. You bring them back to this. So what would it take? So then let's say they're like at a 3 or a 5, you would say, well, what will it take to get you to a 10? So you can ask some deeper questions. So if you do manifest your vision or claim your goal or become who you say you want to be, how will that affect your family, how will it affect your family, for your kids? I mean, play the kid card. I mean, that for me, it's like, if I don't do these things that I say I want to do, I can't pass that on to my kids. So that means I'm completely committed to becoming the person I want to be. Now, of course, not everyone is like you or me. They may not be as motivated. So your job is to uncover their motivation. What is it? So ask the question, you know, what will it mean? How will it affect your kids or your health or your future or your soulmate or your future partner or your bank account? For example, I had a woman that health consultation once, and she wanted to work with me on two levels. She wanted to work with me to release up to 20 pounds, and she also wanted to work with me on bringing forth more of her into her business, like really being herself and unleashing like this wildness within her that was tamed down. And she really wanted to manifest a guy. I mean, obviously, she wanted to do a lot. She wanted to manifest her soulmate. She wanted to manifest a house and travel and just awesome dream business. And she also wanted to release 20 pounds. So she had some work to do. And it was clear in that moment that if she didn't do, who she was today was not going to be, she couldn't manifest the dream guy until she became her vision of who she wanted to be. Because if she had attracted a man where she was today, it wouldn't have been a true reflection. And, I mean, this is all just in our head. Who really knows? But, you know, she wouldn't have been a true reflection of her future soulmate. She needed to go to her next level in order for her to attract and receive her soulmate. So this is like juicy stuff in here. It will shift everything when they heal this, because then that means that they will open up a spiritual gateway. They will become another level so that they can really bring into their life what they want. All right. How's everyone doing? Take some breaths. I know this is super juicy. I want you to move your body around, move your neck. It could be like, this is like super juicy transformation. And I'm going to say that there is so much healing and transformation in this enrollment process. This is really where most of the work is done. It's in these conversations, because you're basically looking at you're like standing on the edge of the cliff, and it's like, are you going to jump or are you not? Are you going to really do this or are you not? And your job is to really get in there with them. Are you going to do this or are you not? Are you going to stay stuck where you are? Are you going to stay here looking down on this other side of the gap? Or are you going to just like go for it? And your job is to be the expert, be the leader, breathe, have the faith, have the patience, see their vision, and also be a strong leader. Don't back away here. So determining step four, how committed they are. Feel out their commitment. Have them feel the vision. And your job is to hold the vision and the possibility for them to claim their heart's desires and dreams and goals and visions today, please. We don't need to keep putting this off for another 6 months. So are you willing to do whatever it takes to get your body back, live your life, solve the problem? And then you want to hear the yes. Like, you'll hear yes. And you want to be like, you want to hear yes. What are you willing to do? Why are you willing to do what it takes? Why? Get them, like, rallied up about this. Then recap the list of things they want to work on in order to claim their goals. So, as I understand it, you want to release 20 pounds. You want to really bring more of you into your business so that you can totally rock it out. And this is like effortless and joyful and not hard, because you get to be yourself and you actually get paid for being yourself. Yes. Okay, awesome. And I also hear that you want to, you know, whatever else. Okay, so you just want to let them know you hear them. So let the client feel heard, let the prospective client feel heard, supported, and understood by someone who can help. They realize they need help. If you have personal experience in overcoming a similar obstacle, or you have supported other clients in making a transformation, share that experience here so that they feel like it's possible. Be like, I totally get it. I too lost 20 pounds, and when I shed that, and just say it in like a sentence. You don't need to go into your whole story, but you know, I too, like when I did this and I was a better match for my soulmate, and I met him the next week, and we've been married for 10 years now or whatever, right? So if you can relate, relate. Now, step six is pause and wait for them to ask you how it works and how much the investment is. They always will. So you've uncovered this, and you could say something like, okay, well, do you have any questions for me? Like, I get what you want and why you want it. Do you have any questions for me? And they'll be like, well, how do we work together? And then you're like, oh, cool. So you don't want people, you want them to ask, you don't, I mean, I've done it both ways where I've said, okay, I clearly think you would be a perfect fit for my diamond program. and this is how it works, and I've said it like that, or I've waited till they ask. But I think having them ask is better. So you could say, do you have any other questions for me? And then they would say, well, how do your programs work? Now, the truth is that people like to buy things. I know I love going shopping. My husband's like, you love shopping. I was like, I know I love shopping. I mean, who doesn't love shopping? It's really fun. So people love buying things, you know, clothes and jewelry and programs and food, but no one likes to be sold to. So, and I know that this is not about selling anything. I mean, you have a gift and you're giving them the gift. So now that they've asked you this question, what does it look like to work together? You say, based on what I hear you saying and where you want to go, I think that blank program would be a great fit for you. Or you would say, or how would you like to join, you know, or I have a 30-day program, or just fill in the blank. Intuitively, you will know. You know, like I had a consultation a few weeks ago, and I was like, this is exact. You need Healthy Wealthy Biz School. Like, done. Go check this out. So then tell them about the benefits of the program and how you will work with them, and use keywords from them about the benefits they will receive. And then avoid going into the features and all the program details to otherwise, you know, you might run the risk of overwhelming them. You could say, you know, by the end of the time, you're going to release at 20 pounds, you're going to have more energy, I'm going to teach you how to eat healthy, you're going to be able to be vibrating at a higher level so you'll be able to receive your soulmate, you get 2 calls a month, it's a 6-month program, etc. Now, you might want to say something like this. You could say, you know, real transformation takes time. And you can't say, sorry, I'm getting a lot of oxygen. To my brain right now through a yawn. That's just, when you yawn, it's just getting oxygen to the brain. I'm getting some OT to the brain, peeps. So, the thing is that So you want to say, I've totally lost my train of my thought. All that oxygen to the brain, I lost the train of my thought. So basically you tell them the benefits and then you do, okay, so you would say this. You would say, okay, so real transformation takes time. I mean, obviously you've had this problem for what, 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 1 year. It's going to take a little bit of time to unhook this, unravel this, you know, reprogram, et cetera. So I work, for me, when I work with clients, I don't work in a 90-day. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But if you could say, I only work in a 60-day or 90-day or 6 months, but say, you know, I don't just do one-off sessions. I don't just do a couple sessions. I have structures because real change takes time. And then you need to be held in this container, and you need to be supported over this time. So you can be held accountable. You can receive the support. I'll give you, you know, exercises and tools to support you. And in between your sessions, you implement those. When you come back, then we see how you did, and we tweak, and we, you know, go forward to the next step. So you just really want to preframe what it looks like and why you do what you do. People like that. You're the expert. So step 8 is the soft close. Is this something that you'd like to move forward with? Does this sound good? Does this sound like it interests you? Step 9, confirm the sale by getting their card. Great. Tell me the investment. Tell them the investment. You know, it's X amount of dollar, and I take all major cards. How would you like to get started? You know, Visa or MasterCard, or I take all major cards. Let's get this payment going. And done. Now, let's talk about objections. Now, these objections, sometimes people are just super, super duper right fit, and they're like, all right, and you have led them, you know, you've really led them, and all of a sudden you've led them, and now they have their card, and they're just paying you right then and there, right? And sometimes you need more time and space. So, the key in any service conversation is to really come from a place of love and service. Of course, I mean, what else are we doing here? You have to know that your ideal client is potentially feeling both very excited and afraid of the change that lies ahead with the opportunity to transform her life with your services. You have to do a very good job in your call, gently guiding her towards her pain and exposing the gap between where she currently is now as opposed to where her heart and vision desire her to be. You've got to be 100% present with your prospect while on the phone. You know, don't be on Facebook or tweeting or checking out your email. Be present. These are real people with real visions and real pains and fears and desires. And giving them the gift of your presence and being able to hear exactly what she is saying will help you be close enough to her to call her on her ego fears. So this call is all about you being lovingly present, honest, and helping them get into reality about what is really going on in their lives and help them see that if they don't do anything to change, they'll be stuck here for a long time. So simply asking them, what will it feel like if nothing changes 6 months from now, can get a person to wake up and make the decision to invest in transformation, i.e. you. So overcoming sales objections is very easy if you can first get her to feel and know her commitment level in her bones. Your job is to uncover the vision and to activate the gap between where she is and where she wants to go. We've done this, right? We know this. We know where she wants to go. We know where she is. So if they're on the phone with you, they obviously need your help. If she called you up, she's here, she needs your help. So what are you skilled? So what you are skilled and educated about and have natural tendencies towards, your personal transformation, your journey, your love, is most likely someone else's weak, resistant, and fear-ridden zone. Isn't that great? So I believe that we really are contracted, and you've heard me talk about this in the ideal client module, is that, you know, I agreed, we were all wherever we were, and you're like, okay, Amanda, Amox, you're going in. You're going to go through all these trials and tribulations. You're going to go through that whole seminar story of the $36 and then you made the $54K in 6 weeks. You're going to do that. You're going to be so scared. And then I'm going to come in. I'm going to be in my shitstorm. And then I'm going to find you, Amanda. And you're going to help me through this. You're going to support me in making this transformation. Like you. Yes, you. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun. We'll be back together. I'll be able to help you. And then you'll be able to help your people. We're just going to have a big old party down on earth. So this is what I think is happening. You've gone through your stuff, your shitstorm, pardon my French, and your people are stuck. And you were up wherever you were before, and then you came down here, and you were like, okay, dude, I'll go through this. I'll meet you on the other side. I'll take you through it. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to be having the best party and living our best life. So same thing here. Same thing here. This is not selling. You're not some greasy car salesman. You're just offering them a service. So if they're on the phone with you, like I said, they obviously need your help, and you're contracted. And when you go for me, when I get a prospect, from the moment I receive like their email, they want to work with me, I feel like they're my client that's what I think. I don't think that they're separate from me. I think they're my client from the beginning. Okay, we're going to work together. She reached out for a reason. We're going to work together at some capacity. So keep in mind that since someone is probably telling you about an area of their deepest fears, okay, their shadows will be surfacing. They'll be in denial and not be conscious of what the real issue is for them. That's why this initial sales convo is truly a discovery process. And that's why selling someone your services and not giving up on them will be transformational in their life, because they will not be able to overcome their problem without you. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago in that 54K little sprint, I felt like I was doing a couple rounds with Tyson. I had this ideal client I was working with, and it was a woman I had met 20 years before, 15 years before working in Yellowstone. And I saw her vision, and I believed in her, and I had to, like, it was a couple rounds with Tyson. It was challenging. Freaking A, when I freaking finally closed that deal, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I need a stiff drink, or I don't even drink, but I was like, I need a drink, or I need a massage, or I need something, because that was so hard. Not everyone has to be like that, but what I'm saying is that this is a process of being fear, you know, in the process of being fear-based. People are in fear. It's their ego holding on, because the ego is like, dude, if you do this, I will be annihilated. I will not be the same. So this fear of change is so deep and so programmed in us that they might say one thing, like, rah, 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 I want this vision, but they might mean something else. And it's your job as an expert to decipher and analyze what is truly being said. So let's look at these objections. I can't afford it. I hate that one. I don't want any of you guys ever to ever, 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 ever say, I can't afford it ever again. Like, wipe it. If you hear yourself saying, I can't afford it, I want you to, like, just, like, what would be a really good incentive for you to stop saying it? Like, not, I don't know, slap your wrist. I have no idea. But just catch yourself saying it, because when someone says, I can't afford it, you're using it as an excuse. It is never about the money. So it's not the truth. To get to the root of this, you need to ask, is it that you don't have any money at all, or you don't have the money for this? Because if people say, I don't, like, if you've ever said, I can't afford it, it's probably because you don't really want to do it. And you use it as an excuse. If they say they don't have the money at all, but they say that, yes, they do want to work with you, you can support them by helping them see where they could actually get the money. They may just be afraid to do what is required of them to get the money. For example, they might not really want to ask a bank or go into debt. They may not want to take on a personal loan or actually start working for it, right? They may not actually just want to do their ego. They don't want to do what they know is going to be required of them to step up into this. If they say they don't have the money for this, they bring them back to their vision and their why and what's going to happen if they don't change. What will they feel like 6 months from now if nothing changes? So one of my favorite lines is, it sounds like you have a belief that money is a limited resource. And the key here is, you know, so it sounds like you have a limiting belief. I said that once to a client. She's like, you're right, I do. I was like, it sounds like you believe that money is a limited, finite resource and that it's not a renewable resource and you can't, there's not enough available to you, right? And she was like, you're right. And then just that awakening of itself, that I could actually teach her about that money is actually a renewable resource, was enough for her to pull out her Visa or MasterCard. So the key here is not to think or to shrink to their effed up and outdated money story that's based on lack and limitation. And that is why you must do your inner work around money. Because this is what happens. This is why I gave my services away for 2 years for free or with post-dated checks. I gave so much away for so many years, and I know you, I'm sure, have done the same. Discounted my prices, giving it away. Really, truly important here is that you don't shrink. This, you have got to transform your own wealth consciousness. You have got to end your own money drama. You have got to seriously get a new money story, okay? So don't shrink to lack or limitation or fear there's not enough and buy into their crap. That's your ego shrinking to their ego, and all of a sudden now we're dealing with two teenagers. We're not dealing with an expert and someone in pain. You're dealing with, like, all of a sudden you are not expert status. You have now shrunk and gotten sucked in. And I used to do that. You're buying, my coach used to say, you know, someone's selling someone. Someone's always selling someone on a sales call. And it's either they sold you their BS story about their pain, that they're too sick or they don't have money, or you're selling them, right? And it sounds weird, but that's the truth. It's like someone got sold to, and I got sold. Something. It's like not the case. So, truly, truly get in your power here, peeps. I really want you to rise up. And it starts with you. Stop saying, I can't afford it yourself. Stop shrinking around money. Start saying yes to your vision. Start you being that. You know, the more that you invest and the more, like the way I've done it, like I have invested continuously in my education and in my continued coaching. Like I always have a coach, if not two coaches. I have a lot of support. So it's like I get, and I've worked on my wealth consciousness like full blown, like sitting around me right now. I've got Think and Grow Rich. I've got The Science of Getting Rich. I've got Leveraging the Universe. And I've got The Soul of Money right here, sitting here as I'm talking. And then in the other room, I've got a few other books. So truthfully working on this, when they feel that, they feel the power. They feel like, whoa, she's not buying into this. Be that fierce leader. Don't be afraid to call them on their LBs, their limiting beliefs. But remember to hold the truth of unlimited abundance and that money is a renewable, ever-flowing resource. All right? Objection two. I need to talk to my partner about this. How many of you have used this one? This happened yesterday. I was looking, went and got a smoothie, and then there was like this little shop, outdoor open shop that has all these prints. And the woman was a damn good sales lady, and she, my husband had walked right by there, and she said, this is such a good example. So she goes, oh, your husband wanted me to, she's like, oh, these are these paintings, but come on inside and look at these paintings. So she brought me inside, right? She's really good. She brings me inside, and she's like, and I liked one of the pictures. And she's like, and your husband wanted me to show you this book. So I'm looking at the book, but my kids have a million books. I'm not going to buy the book. But I did like this other picture, and she was saying that the artist was going to write a personal note on it, and I could write the note, and we could give this gift to my mom. And I was like, oh, I love this idea. And so, but I was like trying to hold it off. I was like, well, my husband has a card, because he had the card. So I was like, but I knew I was holding my wallet. I had my business card in my wallet. So I totally used this excuse. I was like, my husband's got the card. I got to go find my husband, right? So what do we do with these people, right? What do we do? These people are using an excuse. Let's face it. If you really want those shoes or if you really want that purse, you don't ask your husband. I don't ask my husband. I freaking buy it. That's me. I know everyone's different. Everyone has different finances. But let's truthfully, 95% of household decisions are made by the woman. Let's face it. If mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. Your husband wants you to be happy. Maybe I'm totally off. Maybe some of you aren't even in a partnership. But I'm just saying, if people are using this as an excuse, 95% of the time, it's hogwash. So, however, it can be a valid objection. But you've got to confirm they are actually telling the truth, or if they are just using this as a way to say no. So, by the way, I ended up buying the print. She was such a good saleswoman. It was really cute. It was like of a sea lion and a turtle hugging each other. And it was based on a true photograph and these beautiful sunset colors, so I ended up buying it. I was like, whatever, I'll just buy it. It's so cute, and I got it. And I told her, I was like, you are so good at your job. Anyway, she wasn't selling me. She was selling me, but at the same time, I loved buying it too because it was a great gift idea. It was a gift. So anyway, you can ask them, what do you think your spouse will say? This can open up a whole new can of worms that you may need to coach them through, right? I mean, I've talked to people before that, like, they would just end up telling me, like, and then the next week I hear they're getting divorced, right? Like, literally. So this is going to open up a whole new can of worms. So in the event that, yes, she wants this, but she still needs to speak with her hubby, you or her partner, you can role play it out with her. Like, okay, do you want to talk about it? You know, you will ask her again what her why is and what her vision is. If she wants to work with you, she will be thrilled to receive the additional support and coaching with you around the money story and her partnership. Now, so here's the thing is what I have known is that when a woman is in her power and she knows what she wants and she comes, like a woman is in her divine feminine and her goddess or her priestess or her queen, when she's like goes to her king in her empowered feminine and she's like, this is my heart's desire, this is my vision, and I know it's freaking crazy to say yes to this, I know it doesn't make any logical sense, but I know you, I believe in myself, I believe in this transformation work or this program or this coach, I know she's done it too, I know she's going to teach me exactly how to do it, and this is what I want to do. And I'm not asking you for permission. I'm just saying, you know, as my king or as the empowered masculine, what do you think about this? You know, or not even think about it. Like, may I have your support? Can you breathe with me? Can you believe in me? Can you look at me with believing eyes? So you really, it's true. When a woman is in her power, It's an easy yes. You know, it's like, of course, honey, I believe in you, and yes, I know when you mean this, you will go for it. Like, this is a good fit for you. So, that you could help people around this piece. Do you see how important it is for you to be the expert and for you to have a really healthy relationship with money and know what this energy is and know the value of your work as a transformational artist? Let's hope. That is the intention, that you're getting there. That's what I'm instilling in you right now. So if she seriously is not interested, try to get her to be open and frank, and that's cool. Like, dude, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. I'm not attached. So it's really best to coach her to make a decision in either direction rather than keep it loose. She's decided, I'm in conviction, I want to work with you, and needs to speak with her spouse, then be sure to bookend a time to talk within 24 hours of your call. Ask her to call you and give her your number and set up the appointment. You know, you could be like, cool, well, I've got tomorrow at 3 or 4 open. Which one would you like? So you're still the expert, right? You could always offer to speak to her husband and to help him answer any questions. I've offered that. I've never had to talk to any husbands. Okay, question 3. I need to think about it. What the hell do they need to think about? Just kidding. Generally, this is their attempt at saying no thanks and wishing to get off the phone with you to buy time to make the decision. But by now, if you've taken them through the journey of exposing the gap and seeing their vision, they should clearly know if they want to move forward or not. Now, if it's a really big investment, you know, I made some $50,000 investments before, $100,000, you know, over the course of a year. Even any, you know, I sometimes really need to look at the logistics and look at the numbers and look at the strategy and the cash flow. You might need to get expert counsel, right? So you could ask, do you have any additional questions? So generally when someone tells me that they need to think about it, it means they still have questions that I have left unanswered. So you could say, okay, do you have any, you know, oftentimes when people say they need to think about it, I know that they just probably have additional questions. Do you have any additional questions? Right? So then you would just ask that. And next, answer all their questions. Or if they say they need to think about it, ask, what do you specifically need to think about? What do you need to feel about? And usually it will be about the money. It really will. It will be about the money. This money piece is juicy. It will serve you best if you can heal and transform your own money story, once again, so that you don't have to take on the client's lack and limiting beliefs. Take a stand for your value, for your work, your worth, and your transformation. Now, I'm also going to say, not only take a stand, like you're the expert, you know that you're going to have a million clients coming your way, you're going to have a full practice, you're going to be super successful. You come from that mentality that you already have a full practice and that it's actually an honor that they get to actually work with you. But at the same time, it's not just about, it's also taking a stand for her worth and her value and her transformation. Now, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You don't want to go into codependent or taking on their stuff. And at the same time, it is about them. It's truly about them, right? Think about the last time you bought something. Was it about you? Was it about the store you bought it from, or was it about you, the fact that you were receiving what you paid for? That said, don't be afraid to call them on their crap. Be strong, be genuine, and be real, and they will respect you for it. You know, I've had people where I've just been like, you know, I don't think this is a really good fit at this time. This was years ago, I would say that. You know, now I have different programs for different places of where people could go, you know, but just be honest, you know. So anyway, I like to say things like, it sounds like you have a belief that money is a non-renewable resource. And we've already talked about this. So be bold and brave in your conversations. So you can address that by saying, in my experience, most of the time when people say that they want to think about it, what they are really saying is that they're not interested. Is that how you feel? If yes, let's just make the decision today if this is something you are interested in or not. Either way, it's fine for me. So if they're backing out because of fear or lack issues, it can open up a great coaching breakthrough opportunity for the two of you. You must have the courage and vision to see through their stories and hold them in the light and take a fierce stance for their vision and their desires. They will respect you more for this, and it will keep the energy clear. They honestly need some time to think about it. Then use the bookend method with a bonus. Now, say something like this. I understand that you have to check out your funds or whatever they say they need to do. So let's set up a time to talk tomorrow. I'm available at this time or this time. Then give them their number or your number to call. So if they don't call you at the scheduled time, be like, hey, Jane, send them an email. I'm here for your appointment. Is everything okay? I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Signature, right? And then, well, I think there's something else I want to add to that. Right. So they check out the funds, and then you talk the next day. Okay, great. So let them go if they're not the right fit. Lots of times the prospects you speak to are not a good fit. Don't be afraid to tell them that in a loving way. If you know your gut that they're not right, just let them know. Take a stand for your sanity, please. Take a stand for your sleep, for your consciousness, for your love of yourself. Be in integrity. You know, take a stand for your standards and your boundaries. It will empower you, and it will inform the universe what is acceptable or not acceptable for you, in turn sending you droves of ideal clients. It's all about service, growth, and expanding into your good. So I want you to do as many of these calls as you can to strengthen your service muscles. I'm going to share with you, when I went to Institute for Integrative Nutrition, circa 2004 and 5. They said, okay, go get like 100 health histories. I went to the mall. I went to the mall in Utah on a Sunday in the middle of the winter, and I just went up to strangers because I didn't want to, like, I was just so embarrassed, and I was like, I didn't want to do, I don't know why I did it. I just thought, I need to get these health histories. So I went to the mall, and I talked to people. It was very strange, but I did it that way. You don't have to do that. So, but I'm going to give you some examples. I'm just letting you know, if you really are serious and you really want to be who you say you want to do, you got to be willing to do stuff to get out there, okay? So send a letter or an email of intro to your contact list. This is what we call your low-hanging fruit. So low-hanging fruit, if you've ever been to a tree, mango tree, and there's like the high fruit, they're way up there. Oh, you can't reach those, but there's lots of low-hanging fruit that you can reach out and grab. These are the people you want to reach out and grab. Explaining, so send a letter, like email, hey, everybody, oh, my gosh, I haven't talked to you forever. I just wanted you to know this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it, and I'm so excited, and I wanted to let you know that I'm open for biz, and also if you have any client referrals. Step two, use social media to offer X amount of free consults that will expire on a particular date. Three, email your existing email using newsletter list and offer a free consult. Book a free speaking gig at your local yoga studio, Pilates, fitness club, health food store, community center, etc., and raffle off free consults to the participants. Be a bonus on your colleagues' programs and offer one-hour consults to their clients. Practice on each other. So you guys in the group, you women in the group, practice with each other. This is very important to practice. Put up flyers in your health food store, yoga, Pilates, fitness center, or at your church or community center. Ask your colleagues to spotlight you in their e-zine newsletter with your offer. Fun manifesting tip. This is how I got my first couple of clients. Block out your calendar with the blocks of time you are available to offer one-hour consults. This will trick your subconscious mind into believing that it has clients booked. So plot that out, like carve space for them. When will you have these? 10, set the intention that you have X amount of consults by X date and be persistent and don't give up until you make your mark. So how to book your free consults. Everyone, why don't we do a little stretch break? Move your body a little bit. Lots of stuff here. You can come back and re-listen to this. Just one more section here is how to soften it up. So you can do these on phone or email. When I started out, I did everything in person. I had an office. Nowadays, it's all on the email and on the phone, and sometimes Skype. Anyway, so once you have a consultation booked, soften your close with a soft close. So you could read through this. I'm excited to meet with you. Give them the details. Give them the space. Before, please go to About Us and click on the health history form. In this power hour, we will discuss your health concerns, your goals, your diet, your dreams, and visions for yourself. This hour is totally for you, so please come prepared to spend the time focused on your desires, goals, and visions. I also recommend reading my client success stories, which you can find on the success page of my site. They'll give you a very clear idea of what my clients have gotten from my nutrition programs. Great. I can't wait to hear more about your situation and see if I can help. See how that's so easy? It's like, listen, I'm in business here. Check out my success stories. Maybe you don't have those yet, but you'll start adding success stories to, you know, that's why I say for you all in the group to practice on each other so in exchange for success stories. One final note, business is really about relationships and it's about numbers at the same time. It's like the yin and the yang, the male and the female. Always come from a service mindset. You're not here to get anything from anyone. People feel that. You're not here to just like gobble for dollars. Instead, you're here to let your divine gifts be revealed and used. You have a gift. You're going to learn so much about yourself in this process. Always remember to come from a place of love and truth and integrity. You're holding the space for your clients to step into, and you don't have to shrink to their fears, their doubts, and their ego-based worries. Be the light and stay in the light. When someone books a consult with you, they obviously want help and are in some kind of pain. No doubt about it. Be sensitive and breathe with them. You are the solution for them. Know your value and allow yourself to receive. It's a beautiful, energetic exchange, and the client is investing in their transformation. And I believe in you. Action steps. Deep breaths. Answer all the questions in the guidebook. Book 10 strategy sessions, even if you need to practice on your pop sisters. Practice, 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 practice some mo. Aim to have 3 strategy sessions and calls per week. This is how you're in business. This is how you get clients. Heal and transform your own WC, wealth consciousness, so that you don't shrink to your prospects' fears, lacks, and limiting beliefs. Wow, juicy. So let's all just take a deep breath. I want you to rub your heart. And I want you to think about that you have a gift to give someone. I want you to like actually now look at your hands with your eyes closed. Just imagine this gift of you, of all the love that you, all the transformations you've walked through. Think about it, everything you've overcome. And I want you now to imagine a sea of ideal clients in front of you. Pods of people, and they're just like head down, and they're just, their spirit is a little bit tired and worn out, and they're just looking for, you know, they're praying. See them in the middle of the night praying in the night. Dear God, dear universe, send me an angel, send me someone to help me with this. I can't take this anymore. This is so hard. Where will this go away? I need direction. I need a mentor. I need clarity. I need support. I can't do this on my own anymore. I'm lost. I'm confused. It's dark in here. Show me the light. Show me how to get to my vision. I know I got a juicy vision. I know there's more for me. How do I get there? So see these people. See hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, millions of people there that you're here. They're praying for you. They're looking for you. You are the solution. You are the answer. See that all of a sudden they get like some hint, some hunch. Oh, she's got the answer for me. Yes. You get connected through this beautiful web of life. Connected, connected, connected. And now you two are united. Or you and 30 people are united. 50 people. See the hundreds of people. That you're united. And you get to dance your dance, sing your song, and they get to receive. And then all of a sudden they're waking up. They're stretching into their light. They're feeling so good. They're happy. They're healed. They're on the other side of that. And they are thanking you because you held the space for them. They did the work, but you held the space. You were there. You had a powerful money story that was built on love and abundance and truth. And you gave them the clearing of the way that they could step into that. And so you're self-receiving the abundance that you desire. And you're able to keep whatever you are, wherever the gap you are in your life, you get support. You get to receive support and guidance and clarity and passion. And you're getting closer to your vision, and you're just totally supported. It's like this chain of sisterhood, this beautiful web of love. And when you heal and you snip away at those fears of lack or limitation, and you heal that money consciousness, and you know that money is love. Money is God's love. Money is energy. It's circulating. And you say yes, and they say yes, and you just continue to say yes, 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 yes. Your needs and your desires are always provided for abundantly. So there is an ocean of abundance with no fear of it ever drying up. And see yourself as that powerful, confident, all-knowing, wise, super connected, conscious, fun, adventurous, loving mentor and guide, coach, healer, therapist, singer, songwriter, dancer, artist, creator. You are so expansive and so abundant and so beautiful, and you are supported. You're your highest self, totally connected. And you are letting it in, letting it in, letting it in, letting it in. And I am seeing any obstacles, any fear, any glitches in this field being deleted and resolved and dissolved into love. That you will receive this week, your arms open wide, you will receive your good this week. And you are letting it in. Just take a deep breath. And in your heart and in your mind, focus on your intention. What is your intention for this week? What are your action steps for this week? When you're ready, I want you to open your eyes, grab your pen, and write down your inspired action for this week. Also, I want you to think about anywhere from 3 to 10 people that you can reach out to, even if you're afraid. You can reach out to support, to heal, to love, and to support. Write them there. Write that name down. And go forth and prosper this week. Let it in. Let it in, let it in, let it in.